It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Arun Roth. We're going to start this evening with a voice you don't often get to hear. In Syria today, we hear mostly about the fighters, the warriors on both sides, and their victims. It's almost impossible to remember the nonviolent protests from the early days of the uprising. The town of Kafranbel was home to some of the earliest protests, and as the conflict has dragged on, even as the town has been devastated by government artillery and bombs, it has retained the spirit of those early days. This is a demonstration in Kafranbel late last month. The town has been called the conscience of the revolution. After the Boston Marathon bombing, some of the protesters in Kafranbel held up signs expressing sympathy. And one of those protesters, who was there from the beginning, has made the dangerous journey from Kafranbel to speak with us right here. Rahed Fares is a secular, pro-democracy activist. This is only his second time outside of Syria. He's in the U.S. to try to rebuild support among Syrian Americans. We were able to speak to him yesterday during a stop in Los Angeles. For most of our interview, Fares spoke to us through a translator, a Syrian-American activist traveling with him in the U.S. But at the end of our interview, he spoke to me directly in English.
So if there's one point that I want to make sure that the American people hear very clearly, is that it's not as it is portrayed in the media that Syria is currently a war between the Assad state and extremist forces. In fact, what is going on in Syria today is not actually a conflict between two parties, but it's actually a three-sided conflict. You have the Assad regime, which is brutally killing its people. You have extremist forces that are coming from around the world that are also fighting against the Syrian people. They're not fighting against the Assad regime in any real capacity. And then you have the Syrian people that are in the middle of all of this, who are trying to stand up for themselves and trying to protect themselves and trying to, at the end, achieve some kind of free civil state with democracy.
And at this point today, how many of the fighters who were fighting the Assad regime are these jihadist al-Qaeda type groups?
It's impossible to know exactly how many extremist fighters there are in Syria today, but I believe that the numbers that are being quoted in the media are very much exaggerated. I don't think that there's really anywhere close to the numbers of extremists fighting in Syria today that the media suggests that there are.
Do you believe the United States should intervene more directly in Syria?
Of course, the United States has a much larger role to play and has not really presented any meaningful assistance to the revolution itself. The United States of America is the major global power, and it is seen by the world as the protector of freedom and democracy, which is what the revolution was. And so when we asked the United States for more assistance, we weren't asking for humanitarian assistance. That was never what the expected or desired assistance from the United States was. We wanted that when President Obama would make a statement that Bashar al-Assad needs to resign, needs to step aside, that there would actually be meaningful effort put towards forcing the Assad regime to resign. But in fact, there was nothing like that. We didn't take to the streets because we wanted food baskets or because we wanted humanitarian assistance. We took to the streets because we wanted freedom and dignity and democracy. And it was the United States' role to play to make sure that those outcomes were achieved in Syria.
So your town, obviously, it's bombed still frequently by the government. It's a dangerous place. Are you going to be going back?
Of course, I'm going back. And to let you know, today in Syria, there's airstrike targeted Kafranbel, and it was a massacre. And 4 martyrs, 1 woman and 3 kids. Today, a massacre in my town, in Kafranbel. but was airstrike.
This is a airstrike today in your town, Kaframbel. Were they people that you know?
Of course I know them.
You probably know everyone in the town.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's a small town, 30,000 people, so I know all of them.
Thank you very much for making the time to speak with us. Let me just ask you if there is anything else that you wanted to say.
I just want to say thank you. Thank you for giving me this chance to be here. And just want to say it's a revolution. It's not civil war. Just keep it in your mind.
Not a civil war.
It's not a civil war. It's a revolution. It's a people wanted their freedom and dignity. And everybody should be with us. And that's it.
That Syrian activist Rahat Fares. We spoke to him yesterday. You also heard the voice of Kenan Rahmani, who translated.